Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is okay. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun.
One show. Let me check and see if this other one will play. If so, then I've done well for the night. Hold up.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, this one works.
Whoa.
It's that new phase one cut.
Whoa.
Oh, war.
Whoa.
This little dude is
Things on the track.
Oh,
yeah. Got that war. We got bullets. We got guns. Got that war.
We
gon'
set
them for your lungs.
I'ma throw these hands. It ain't gonna be no grabbing, nigga. I stay TTG, cause I stay true to God, my nigga. Life just ain't the same. I'm thugging with the same little nigga. Now we getting
money.
I just give all the change to niggas. Now we own the world. Been good, share success, my nigga. Thugging by my cousin. You want beef? We gon' eat, my nigga.
We got bullets, we got guns, that's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs, that's that war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. So don't come around these slum unless you want war. You want war. We got sores.
Sound like popcorn in the microwave. Them sirens ring, boom, bada bing. Them shotties go, and that's night today. And I'm not afraid of no pig. I'm a bit bad wolf, and I got the glaze. I turn them pigs into Krispy Kreme. Send pintos a day, kidney bean. But we do not shoot at each other. We shoot at Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna. We on this cruise to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. But you met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like Stewie instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets.
We got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want
shit like Jeff Hardy. All my niggas animals, cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums. They left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal like Grand Theft. Niggas pest, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. This is where we dropping bombs. Atlanta stand, I wasting time.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war.
Hey, that's what's up. I like that. All right, I see some callers on the line. I'm new to this whole thing. Let me see. 678, I'm about to open up your mic, I think. Let me know if you can hear me. 678, you on the line? Can I get a mic check from you? 678-857. Okay, you didn't want to come in. All right, I'm going to close your mic, I think. It looks like your mic still might be open. 770-728. Would you like in on the mic tonight?
Yo.
What's up with you, boy?
What's going on? Fuck with your boy?
Hey, boy, you crazy. Don't start tripping, Craig. You know I don't know what I'm doing yet, man. Come
hey,
on, man.
I'm going to lay back and just fall back, you know.
That was up, man. I'm glad you chose to join us, man. I'm a little new to it all, so I can't really, you know what I'm saying, put it all together just yet, but I'm working on it.
Man, do you think this shit ain't hard? You get
it. Now, what's up? How you doing tonight?
Man, you know me. I'm always good. I'm good when I ain't good.
Now, what's up? Always good. Man, all right. Well, you joining us on So Far Divine Mothers Radio. And the call-in numbers to people who are listening on the Internet, 347-850-1049. If you want to call in and get on this work in progress.
I'm about to share that link. I'm trying to get that too, and I'm about to share that link one time.
Boy, what you doing? I told you I ain't ready yet.
Yeah, you know
that's what's up. We got somebody else on the line with us. 678-857.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hell no. Hey, don't start to me, Craig. Hey, man, I ain't ready for shit, boy. It's a good thing we ain't got Skype, my nigga. I'm telling you. How you doing, hey, nice still, mate?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to look at the current events. That's about it.
Oh, that's what's
up. Got my head up in the clouds and forgot that I was on the radio. Sorry.
That's what's up. So what you checking out? What you found on the current events?
Well, right now, I can't even pull it up. My tablet is acting crazy.
Oh, now that's something else. We're going to have to work on that like we're working on the rest of this shit. I don't know what the hell going on.
I
want to
bring the news that's going on around the world, what's going on.
That's what's up. You know I'm into that shit. I'm really into that, like the earthquake and the volcanoes and all of that stuff.
Yeah, man, the radio stations.
Yo, mute your background, whoever has the loud background. If you hit the mute button, we won't be able to hear.
We got a difference in the media today. Instead of the police killing the black men, they're killing the white men now. So it's equal opportunity in killing.
Ah, that's some bullshit.
Police killed an unarmed white man in Iowa, and his community didn't seem to notice.
That nigga was milk. He wasn't milk chocolate. He was milk. Yeah. How you gonna not notice somebody getting gunned down?
I guess they don't pay attention.
Man, that's crazy. That makes no sense to me.
Like Doc said, they transparent. So you can't see them. They ghosts.
Man, somebody saw him dead as hell on the ground.
Hell, they might have seen the blood, but they didn't know where it was coming from.
That's crazy. I think they're trying to incite a race riot, and I don't think that it's fair. I just think that everything they're doing, they want to make it a black against white thing instead of, you know what I'm saying, you being responsible for whatever you do thing.
Yeah. But listen to this. They say a few minutes before Des Moines police killed Ryan Keith Bollinger, Tuesday night, the 28-year-old white man was dancing in the street, according to the officers. So he got shot down for dancing in the street.
Come on,
what,
man. That means they saw him.
What was he doing? That funky time? What's that song? With
Michael Jackson, that's probably what he was doing. He hit that moonwalk and pissed their ass off.
He was doing that one
they
dance.
Couldn't do it.
He was doing that one dance with the people. What's the little Mexican boy now?
Yeah, I don't know. Macarena, who knows? All dances be the same if I'm fucking with it. You can put all that shit in a pot and mix it. Wow. That's crazy.
You get shot down for dancing in the street.
Wow.
So are you twerkers? Beware. Might get shot in the ass and get bullet holes all in your booty.
Wow. Amazing. So, yeah. Well, that's one current event. That's a twist in what you normally hear. But, you know, I don't believe half of the stuff that they say. What about these earthquakes and tornadoes? And
let's see. What would that be under? Lost a brother in Yosemite.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Me either.
Well, so we'll be working on that from now on. So we can give a current update. What I'm interested in is the seismographic reports, the magnetic, you know, reports about the magnetic field, how fast and how far the North Pole is traveling. I'm interested in the magma chambers movement under Yellowstone and the active volcanoes. Because all of them are active. They're even finding some in the water that are active. So we'll be able to bring that forward. Look like we dropped the call. Yeah, I don't know how to.
Oh, they're running away from us already.
I ain't even started yet, man. I'm just saying. I talk to people on the phone all the time, and for whatever reason, they keep calling me. So it's not like it's something new. But as soon as we get, you know, the feel of this thing, we'll be giving it to them like they used to have it. But that's interesting, though. I'm interested in knowing what people are interested in. Because I hear a lot of people with a lot of comments about a lot of radio shows. Some people don't like the profanity. You know, some people have different things to say. So I'm just interested in what it is that people would really want to know about. Or are they just complaining? You know.
I think they just complaining. You know, people don't know what they want. They want to holler about what's going on, but don't want to do nothing about it, you know. Same old bullshit, different day.
Right, but there has to be some people that are witnessing miraculous events.
Yeah, I'm
in
sure.
In a great and dreadful day.
I am sure, you know, but, you know, they want to keep silent. They want to keep to themselves.
Well, we're going to give them time. It's still new yet. I don't know what's going on with the whole thing, but it looks like I'm at least getting this part done. I know there's a chat room in this mug. We're going to figure it all out. I can't get this box to close. That's really bothering me. Yeah. So I'm noticing as I'm walking the energy, you know, the look on people's faces. People look really, really unhappy and angry.
It's been a strange energy for the past week or so. You know, I've been feeling it, but I haven't been letting myself get into it. I haven't been letting myself get into that energy. I've been trying to keep myself neutral. But I'm aware of what's going on around me at all times.
Right.
So, you know, it has been a strange type of energy going around for the last past week and a half.
Right.
It is noticeable.
Right. I noticed myself. I mean, it's been some shifts going on, but the shifts are happening in people outside of me. You know what I mean? And then it's up to me to decide on how I'm going to respond to it. Like, it was anger and stupidity, you know, with some people in the neighborhood. And regardless of how much reasoning I tried to do, it was like talking to a brick wall.
Well, you have to understand that some people don't have the intelligence or the know-how to talk to anybody. So if they used to being ghetto-fied, that's what they are. You know, they just ghetto people. You can't take the project. You can't take the project out the person. You can take the person out the project, but you can't never take that project out that person.
Interesting. I just think it's a concentration. It's a influx wave of stupidity.
It is.
Like everybody is bumping their head at the same time. That's why I say I have to stand clear of people who are vibrating low. I just can't deal with it. Because they don't comprehend as much as I try to talk to them and talk to them. Eventually, I'm not going to be talking. You know? But I do my best to stand clear and show people that the energies you're experiencing are not necessarily your own. There are a lot of planetary things that are happening that don't normally happen. You know, and like they're talking about climate change, they're not just speaking about the weather. They're speaking about the mental capacity of the people. So when you're looking at the news and they're talking climate change, they're not talking about, you know, how hot it is. Or whether or not this is going to become a tropical environment. They're talking about how fast people are going to return to their animalistic nature.
And they
are. But we don't know.
And they are. You know, just look around. Look how people are acting. that's for no reason at all.
Right, and we don't know, because we don't know the language that they use, first of all. You know, we're not paying attention to everything that's being said and everything that's happening in this day and time. You know, it's just unfortunate for those who are not in tune, but I know that there have to be some that are. Some that are witnessing
some,
miraculous events.
Some are. Is in tune with what's going on in this universe. The ones that want to be in tune. The one that is paying attention. You know? It's not many.
Right.
But you do have a lot of people that are waking up. But are they going to wake up in time? That's the question.
I think that for everybody that it is for, it is for. You know, everyone has the same opportunity to acquire the same level of awareness if that's what they choose to do.
First of all, the black people, well...
Black people.
Who
black
the,
people? What
the,
black people?
Let me rephrase that.
Black, and this
Nubian,
is the thing.
The
if
Nubian,
you black, what land do you belong to? Where is Black Erica? Or Blackrafa? Where is it at? You black, what the hell? Where is your land? Who are you? You're nationless, you're stateless. You don't even exist. They don't consider anybody who's saying black as a human being. They say minority are those who do not have the mental capacity to take care of their own shit. So that's why they're here, governing the corporations the way that they're doing, because they're telling everybody else in the world that we're not ready to do it ourselves, that we don't even know who we are. Black does not exist.
And that's a true fact, that we don't know who we are, because we always listen to what they say we are instead of taking the time out to find out who we are individually.
Right.
As Nubians, you know, we lost it somewhere in the generations, after the generations.
Yeah, I think it was a disconnection in, like, the familyism, like how I was raised with both parents and connection to both grandparents. So I got an opportunity to see how the whole picture works. Some people don't have that. They can live next door to their grandmama, and they won't even say anything to her. And
right.
For me, I don't comprehend that.
Right. You know, these people nowadays, they don't have no respect. They don't even have respect for themselves, or let alone anybody else.
I've been hearing that a lot lately, respect, that no one has respect.
And they don't. They lost it. They lost it a long time ago. When you hear a child sit up and you see an old lady trying to sit down with her bag, or an old woman trying to sit down on a cane, or an old man for a fact. And you just got to be a woman. It could be a man too. You know, and you don't offer up your seat, or you don't offer to help them. You tell them, get your old ass out the way, motherfucker, you in my way.
Yeah, that's
what kind of respect is that?
I definitely would say that that's not being taught. You know what I'm saying? That is not one that I would want to associate with at all. And you do see it. Like,
all
you know,
the time.
But how many people will sit by and just watch that shit happen? They won't even say anything about it. Everybody will sit on their train and watch their elder be disrespected by the youth. And nobody will stand up.
Oh, the ones that do stand up. Oh, they get cussed out. They be in an argument or whatever about the fight, because the person that is saying that to the elderly, they ignorant anyway.
You I'm
know?
Allergic.
So
I'm allergic
go,
to
how
this
How you
shit.
Go fight against ignorance? We fight against ignorance every time we walk out the damn door.
Yeah, I heard an officer say one day, "You can't fix stupid."
And you can't. You never could. You can't fix stupid.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting how far down you know what I'm saying, we are going. And it's an orchestrated plan to make it happen that way. And their plan is working once again. And they're taking notes. They're taking a mark of it. Like, for the next 10 years, supposed to eat any of that artificial product food.
Right.
You know that. What is that? MSG?
Yeah, GMO.
GMO, all that shit. ABC, NBC. Don't be eating that shit. You don't need to be eating all them alphabets and shit. Alphabet soup is for kids and shit. Baby goat. Stop doing that shit to yourself. They going to ABC y'all ass to death. Y'all going to be dead ass with a bunch of alphabets on the brick, goddamn stone over the dirt. Stop doing that shit. They're doing a 10-year study that it's happening right now for all that GMO shit, your Kraft macaroni and cheese, your all that stuff you think tastes like food and is made out of plastic and cardboard and all kind of crazy shit. They are testing people over the next 10 years to see how many people die from eating this stuff, what the mortality rate is. And they have secured a place in Africa to have their food organically grown. They're not eating anything that the U.S. sells, those who are responsible for the food that you're eating. They're not eating the food you're eating, and they're poisoning the food you're eating. All you have to do is read it. And they're showing it to you now, but they're saying black people, you know, the inhuman, the non-existent people, they'll eat whatever. And they're not going to read it. They don't care. So let's clog up their arteries. Let's give them strokes, cancer, and diabetes. And we're going to kill them now. That's the plan for the next 10 years. So y'all better stop eating that box stuff.
They're already shooting you in the back. And they want to kill you through your food and your water now.
Oh, they have control over all of it. All of it. If you're buying grapes in a store with a barcode, then you must know that it was grown in a lab. If you're buying pork and all of that stuff now, please just look at the way that they're doing your bacon and your sausage. Just look at what they're doing. And remember what your grandmother and your grandfather did and see the difference. They have places where they're putting these pigs in trailers and they're lining them up in rows so they can only stand up straight all day long. They feed them whatever this stuff is they're throwing. They have their feces and their urine falling on the cement, and there's holes for it to drain into this big cesspool outside. When the cesspool gets so big, I mean so filled, they spray that shit on the community beneath them. Yeah, we got a whole lot that we're going to be talking about. This lady just said I got 90 seconds left. I'm going to need a 30-hour show.
Wow, this show went real fast today.
Right. I'm telling you, it's a whole bunch we could be talking about.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, y'all have a good shadow, and I will catch y'all tomorrow at hopefully 11 o'clock. I'm going to try to catch the 11 o'clock slot. We're going to work it out until we figure out what time is suitable. You know what I mean?
And we gonna rock out with that war.
Oh, you like that war, huh?
Oh yeah.
Let's get started then. All right, peace, everybody.
War. War.
Yeah,
war. War.
Things on the track.
Got that war. We got bullets. We got guns.
I'ma let you have it, nigga. I'ma wear my vest.
My vest.
Cause I know you be stabbing. I'ma throw these hands. It ain't gon' be no grabbing, nigga. I stay TTG. Cause I stay true to God, my nigga. Life just ain't the same. I'm thugging with the same little niggas. Now we getting money. I just give all the change to niggas. Now we own the world. Live good, share success, my nigga. Thugging by my cousin. You want beef? We gon' eat, my nigga.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war.
Sound like popcorn in the microwave. Them sirens ring, boom by the beam. Them shotties go and that's night today. And I'm not afraid of no pig. I'm a bit bad wolf and I got the glaze. I turn them pigs into Krispy Kreme. Send pintos a day, kidney bean. But we do not shoot at each other. We shoot at Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna. We on these crews to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. But you met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like stewing instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war.
Like Jeff Hardy, all my niggas animals, cause we grew up in Safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums, they left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal, like Grand Theft, niggas pets, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. If this is war, we dropping bombs. Atlanta, stand, I waste some time.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. Better not come around and slum unless you want war.